ladies and gentlemen, you're back for another week of Insert Question Here, a comedy podcast from University Radio Nottingham, in which we give our panellists the answers from a Trivial Pursuit card, and all they have to do is come up with the questions. I'm Ella, I'm hosting, I'm joined by generic blonde girl, it's Hattie Hughes.
Aloha.
Gaming nerd, it's Jack Newman.
Oi, oi.
And do you know of Abby? Abby Houseman.
Hello.
Such an in-joke, I'm sorry.
Can I point out once again, I can't use the in-jokes, but you can.
Yes. That's how it works.
Dictatorship.
That's how it works on this show. If you remember from last week, Abby and Jack have been set the challenge to get the word coin, as pronounced by Hattie Hughes, into tonight's episode at some point. So listen out for that.
Coin.
Coin.
Done. We win. Have to get. I'm adding a caveat. Yeah. You have to get it in within context.
Damn. Thank you for promoting my clause.
It's okay.
Clause.
When he said caveat instead of clause, so I was like, just going to reinforce the correct word.
No.
Yes.
You're already on minus one, Hattie. Right. If a panelist provide a question that matches what I have on the card, they get a. And if they provide one that is better than what I have on the card, they get a. Don't like that sound.
You really hit that. I'm really worried it's just going to fall at some
very
point.
Very angry at the air horn. Right, first up, for a blue wedge, people and places, Spanish.
Don't look at me.
Sorry.
You're like,
what language do Spanish people speak?
You're surprisingly close.
What language do they speak in Spain?
Oh, pick a different place.
What?
Portugal.
Brazil. They speak Portuguese.
Brazil.
They also speak Portuguese.
Mexico.
Yes.
No.
I
was going to say, what inquisition do people not expect?
Keeping the comedy going. Rule of thumb, guys. Go in with like the silly answer first rather than like straight in with the...
But suddenly we're yelling out countries that may or may not speak Spanish or Portuguese.
Portugal speaks Portuguese, Jack.
Yeah, so does Brazil. I mean,
Mexico speaks Mexican.
Brazil is a bit more exotic. Like, you don't really know Brazil that well. But Portugal.
It's over by the North Sea, isn't
Portuguese.
It?
Portugal.
Yeah, what is the main language in Mexico? Congratulations, Hattie, for getting that. Based on Jack's, I think, pretty solid groundwork. I mean, he did the heavy lifting, and then Hattie just swoops in at the end to get the point. Now, your next answer, Jamie Oliver.
The Naked Chef. Who wrote the book series The Naked Chef? Right, I'm already up to one.
Absolutely spot on.
There's no way. No way.
Who is known as the Naked Chef? Now, if it puts it into context, Hattie
almost instantaneously
spent. Or I mean, again, straight in with the facts. No comedy at all on this
also,
show.
Also, basic comedy. It doesn't really work for the show.
What was that?
Who ruined school dinners? I mean, I know that he was doing good work, but really.
I mean, like, he didn't ruin mine personally. I took a packed lunch, so I was fine. Hattie's gone. Hattie's back.
Great Sorry. Radio work there, Ella.
Oh, the beauty of radio. Yeah, who is known as the Naked Chef? Congratulations, Hattie.
Thank you.
Queen Elizabeth.
Which one, the first or second?
It doesn't specify.
Whose face is on coins?
Oh!
So pleased with that.
Yes.
Mini dance you just did. Abby, you're falling behind.
I'm trying to keep up the comedy.
Admittedly, I did just read Queen Elizabeth, who is known as the Naked Chef. Oh, wow. There's a different line we need.
That's a show that I would watch.
Queen Elizabeth. As you've watched Queen Elizabeth naked. She's so old, no.
Don't discriminate against the monarch at time of recording.
Is that treason?
I think suggesting that she might have died by the time this gets broadcast is true. I'm friends with the captain of the Scots Guards. It's fine. His name is Gary.
Just drop that in there.
It's not.
It's bribery.
Bribery. Gary, if you're listening. I mean, I know your name isn't Gary, really. But that's what I call you. He's not aware of that fact. Queen Elizabeth.
So it's not the Naked Chef?
No.
And it's not the coin thing?
No.
Doesn't count.
I'm not
Doesn't
counting count. Here. I'm not counting.
Damn it. Exactly, we're meant to get into such a casual conversation.
We're thinking of two letters stand for Queen Elizabeth in something.
QE.
QE what?
Two.
QE2.
Yay.
There we go. Congratulations, Abby. What does QE stand for in the name of the ship QE2? Nearly read the question out then. I'm so on top of this. Nothing.
The opposite of something.
What is in a vacuum?
Ooh. If that was a science
such a nerd.
Question.
Just thought I'd bring the intelligence level up.
Oh dear. We're not doing very well, are we? That's bringing it up.
Like, I thought you
you're suggesting if we have to resort to generic blonde girl to bring up the intelligence, yeah, then everything's going to pot.
Yeah. Is it what's in my bank account at the moment?
No.
Surely it's negative.
Don't judge,
still
Jack.
Nothing.
Well, no, because if there's the potential for there to be something, it's not nothing. Because it would be overdraft. Sorry. Sorry, can we carry on with the comedy show now? That was a pause. That wasn't relevant.
You know earlier when I said, like, try and come in with the funny answers first? Like,
sorry.
I'd rather you just went in with the factual answers than...
That's me, the economists, who are listening.
Banking advice. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Insert Question here with Hattie Hughes, our financial expert. Send in your questions, please. Hattie's gone now.
Sorry. Okay, I'll be not serious anymore.
Nothing. I repeat, nothing.
Abby, I feel like you need to answer.
Abby's answers.
Nothing.
Another feature
nada
of the show. Abby's answers. Banking advice. Abby's answers.
I've got like a tiny corner. It's a bit like in Countdown where she's got the little like library section, book section.
You mean dictionary corner?
That's
where
the one.
Susie Dent has a dictionary. I mean,
there
if only
go.
They could come up with a name that was more self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Is it what does Donald Trump have between his legs?
Oh. Topical.
Low blow.
It's just how funny Hattie found that joke. It is to do, I can't believe I'm going to say this. It is kind of to do with money. It's not to do with Hattie's overdraft advice, but it's how much I'm going to get. I don't think you guys are going to get it. How much have you paid if you say you've got something for Bookshe?
What?
Has anyone heard of this before?
I feel like we need another question. That wasn't really playing to any of our strengths.
Do you want me to randomly... Apart from your financial advice. I just go, yes, this is my moment to shine.
I've been waiting on this for so long and suddenly it's come relevant.
I've never been able to pronounce the word coin, but now I can finally get across my economic strategy. No points for anyone there. Sorry, guys. Including myself, like, I didn't know that.
Don't feel too bad.
Science question. Denim.
Oh, porphyrin. What's the dye used in denim? Wait, no.
Children's trivial pursuit. Children's trivial pursuit.
Sorry.
Like, what the hell are you on about?
When it said science, I was like, yes, azo dyes. Like, woo. I think chemistry mode. Carry on. Please, David, cut this out.
I think
it's
more like natural world. And that definitely wouldn't be on a children's question.
Okay.
But thank you for your enthusiasm.
What are jeans made of?
But jackets can also
Wait,
be made of them.
Yeah, no, bang on. What blue material are jeans traditionally made
yes.
from? Congratulations, Jack. I admit
clearly, clearly not in the 90s, because it's jackets as well.
That was an example of when I should have actually read the question before accepting answers. I'll make sure I do that on the next one. Okay, I don't know what any of those words mean. Wonderful. For your final question, for an orange wedge, golf.
Well, I would not spend a coin to go see.
There we go.
Thank you. I've been waiting all show to try and get that stupid word in. I don't like it anymore.
So my brother and I...
What do you use a driver, wood, an iron and putter for?
That is correct, but it's not what I have in the car. It's to do with a person who...
Tiger Woods.
No...
Rory McIlroy.
Car crash. Tiger Woods. Oh.
No.
As I was saying, so my brother and I went to play golf with my granddad.
As I was saying, half an hour ago.
Yeah. So anyway, we went to play golf with my granddad, and it's under 14s go free. But we didn't know this, so we thought it was under 18s. So my granddad was like, oh, this is my grandson, William. He's currently 19. He was like, oh, yeah, he is 17. And he was like, this is my granddaughter, Harriet. And he was like, how old are you, Harriet, again? And I was like, 13. And obviously, I am my current age, so I was 20, saying I was 13. And the guy was like, that's not true. William, you are definitely over 17. He's only, like, at the time, he was 18 or 19. He was, like, a year out. I said I was 13, but he didn't pull me up on it. I was so offended. I was like, you are saying that you genuinely think I look
13. But then you also got a free round of golf, so you're keeping a bit quiet.
Had you by any chance heard you pronounce the word coin before? I was like, no, that is definitely not someone who would be at university.
I could have a job, though. Like, just 20. 13. 20. Just no.
Just repeat. My favourite part of that entire story was when you said, I am my current age. So, yes.
Most of us are.
Is it the age I will recording?
Be. Yeah, but it's like when I explained my Legoland story where I got ID'd. Like, that was 2 years ago.
Can I just say, I mean, for regular Insert Question Here listeners, no anecdotes from me or from Hattie Hughes.
We always say my surname, okay?
You've got such a good
Abby,
like...
Jack, Hattie Hughes.
I said Jack Newman and Abby Houseman.
But they're not
as catchy, really. It's aww, not like you can't just
Hattie Hughes. It's a great.
It
it's like a little, like a byline, like a reporter name. It's aww, great. Introducing Hattie Hughes.
She's so happy with this.
Well,
introducing Hattie Hughes, reporter for the Economist.
I tried so hard to say the word economist and couldn't.
Right. Yeah, golf. Something.
So you said, what did you say? It was something to do with a player.
What ball game might this person be expected, I think it's a person anyway, might be expected to play at Royal Troon?
Royal Troon's the golf course in Scotland, isn't
okay.
it?
Okay.
Is it like Ian Poulter? I'm going through like famous.
I don't know anyone that plays golf. I've used up the two that I know.
My issue with golf is that if you watch it on television, I mean, the cameramen are very clever, obviously, but all you get is... grass, sky, grass, and then a group of people who don't know what's going on just going, ooh. And I don't get it. I don't understand it at all. With a random umbrella. Why are the big umbrellas? Why?
Because it rains constantly in this country and it's the only one where they will play golf willingly.
I'm going to give Jack a point for knowing Royal Troon when I don't. I was looking for what ball game might Ernie Els be expected to play at Royal Troon?
That's old.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not making any claims to know any of the... But anyway, I looked at that and thought, don't know what that is. I don't know who that is. I've heard of ball. That was about it. And at the end of that game, I'm going to announce Jack Newman as our winner.
Yeah.
Who do you surnames? Hattie Hughes. Hattie is sending daggers at Jack. I'm slightly worried about what's going to happen off air when we stop recording. If Jack suddenly disappears, Hattie may have murdered him.
I was planning my forfeit and everything.
Oh,
I was really excited.
So was Hattie. Jack, as winner, you get to set a forfeit for Abby and Hattie to complete next week. What's it going to be?
You have to... So, on next week's episode, you have to get the name of quite possibly one of the best footballers into one of your answers, and that is, of course, Sol Campbell. To try and get Sol Campbell's name.
Like, I struggled enough with Coyne. Like, come on.
I have an issue here because arguably Sol Campbell isn't the best footballer.
Hey. So, he's a pretty good footballer.
Yeah, but I'd be lying to a lot of
you
people.
Could say,
and I'm not prepared to lie on
you. He didn't say you had to say he was the best. You just had to get his name in conversation.
No, but his actual, like, when you were saying it in the context of him being the best footballer.
No,
you just have to get his name in there.
Just his name.
You could go on a 10-minute rant about how much you don't like him if you want.
Yeah, as self-proclaimed dictator of this show,
but it has
commonly known as producer, all you have to do is get
it has to be relevant to the topic. You can't just...
Yeah, you can't just announce his name.
Okay.
But you don't have to say he's the best.
Okay.
That was just Jack asserting his opinion, which he is equally valid to do.
Okay.
And on that note, glad we've tidied that up. Thank you for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week for more Insert Question Here.